comes from our sermon, and it's from the book of Daniel. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters.
Daniel spake and said, I saw my visions in the night, and behold, the four winds of heaven drove upon the great sea.
And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another.
The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and he was lifted up from the earth, and made a stand upon the feet as a man, and the man's heart was given to it.
And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh.
After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had on the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and the dominion was given to it.
After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns.
I considered the horns, and behold,
I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame.
As considering the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time.
I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Pray with me. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, you have a dominion that will not be destroyed. You are great and you are wondrous, and today we want to know you better. We want to understand what you are speaking to us. We want to hear from you, because if we don't hear from you, Lord, we're lost. So Lord, help us, draw us, work in our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And find a solace there, that we can find a place that we can feel kept. People today don't feel secure. Because you never know what might be happening around you. It could be we'll be in a war soon. It could be that people won't treat each other the way that you would hope that people would treat. It's a challenging time for all of us in so many different ways. And it must have been an amazing time. Just an unbelievable time when Daniel had this vision that we are going to talk about today. Daniel, who as a teenage boy was whisked away from his home, taken into captivity. There he was in captivity, taught the ways of a foreign land. But God watched over him and his friends, and he was elevated to one of the top spots in the nation because he refused to pull away from his God. He believed that God would keep him, and he stayed faithful. And there he is, and there's this new guy that takes over. There's about four or five of them during the time that Daniel was there. And this new guy, Belshazzar, this is in his first year. And Daniel doesn't seem to care for this guy very much anyway. This guy has, it seems like he's a big drunk. He just doesn't seem to be the right kind of king. And in fact, he's the son of the real king who is out fighting, trying to save their nation. And yet, here he is, and he has this, I think, kind of scary vision. Turn with me to the seventh chapter of Daniel. Dear Lord, help us. We need you. This is a lot, Lord, more than we're prepared to do, but we just ask that you would help us and help us to grasp how you speak to us. Help us to grasp how the fact that you are a sovereign God and you are over everything. Open our eyes, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. So in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. This dream he has in the first year of Belshazzar. Belshazzar was the co-regent with his father, who was actually out doing the fighting. So here his father is out there fighting. This ends and he's fighting against this takeover. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. There he saw over the Mediterranean probably this great foment, this wind in the midst of chaos, the spirit moving in such a way. And four great beasts came up from the sea. This is called, see, for me, this probably wouldn't be vision. This would be nightmare. And here he is. You know, we put a nice little thing. Oh, it's a nice vision. Scared to death of this thing that's going on here because he sees some stuff. And behold, the four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea, and the four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. They weren't the same, these beasts. The first was like a lion. It had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now this reminds you of Babylon. You remember Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was this king who thought he was something, and he was special, and he really had conquered a lot. But one day, he became like a beast and was out, and his toenails and fingernails grew, and he grew hair all over his body, and he was just a mess. And when he came to his senses, he said, "Now I know that this great God is in charge. I know that this great God is the one who's able to do everything." Nebuchadnezzar knew that was Babylon. He was the first. He was like a lion and had eagle's wings, and he beheld till the wings were plucked. Remember, his power was limited. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. He came back to his senses. But then, behold, another beast, a second like unto a bear, and it raised itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, "Arise and devour much flesh." Now, this historically could be a couple of different ways that you see these next verses, but we're going to choose to look at it as this being the Medo-Persian Empire. The Medo-Persian Empire. And the reason that we do that is because it was raised up on one side. One side was put forward, and that was because Persia was stronger than the Medo Empire. They were joined together, but the Persians kind of ran things. And they were vicious. They did everything by brute force. They destroyed and killed a lot of people. After this, verse 6, I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it. Pretty sure this is Greece. Alexander the Great. Alexander came up fast, and he came up powerful. Alexander, by every account, was a great general. But he also died very young. Died probably in his very early 30s. And he had four generals. And it looks like these four generals are these four heads. After this, verse 7, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. I believe this is Rome. The Roman Empire, for all we talk about it, was a powerful, powerful, powerful empire. They changed the way so many things were done. They created a system. You know, you ever hear that saying, all roads lead to Rome? Well, because at that time, they did. They built the first significant road system. And so they were able to go all over the known world faster than anyone. And they were a strong taskmaster. They took control and they were large and in charge. Talks about the 10 horns. Those 10 horns, do you know that Rome had 10 emperors? So I believe that they're talking about this Rome here, and it's really a fascinating thing that he had a vision of this before it happened. He had a vision of this. God let him know what was going to happen. He said, I consider, verse 8, the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I believe this is pointing to somewhere in the future, the Antichrist. Now, there's some things it could have been talking about in history, because there was Epiphanes, Antiochus Epiphanes, who was a horrible man. He treated the Jews terribly. Could you imagine a Jewish temple with all of its regalia and all of its ways of doing things, and some guy come and slaughter a pig in the temple? Can you imagine a guy who would raise up and put a statue of himself in the temple? He was a horrible, horrible man. The Maccabees came along and cleansed the temple, and there's great stories about how the temple was cleansed and how things were changed. But Daniel knew all this before it happened. He had an inkling of what was going to go on. God wants us to know, wants us to understand that there's something coming that you and I need to be aware of. There's something coming that we need to grasp. There's someone coming that loves us and cares for us, but we need to be in line with him. There's someone coming. He's our God. Verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. It's another one of those things. If I actually saw this, would I just pass out? You know, I don't know how Daniel was able to handle these visions, because here the Holy One, he was holy. He was pure. There was no one else like him. And in his purity, he was also holy and powerful, so that there were flames flowing out of this his throne. And here he was on this throne. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And judgment was set, and the books were open. Look, there's a time when judgment will be here in a very unique way. Oh, he loves us now, and there's no doubt that he scolds us and he disciplines us and he helps us and he does those things. But there will be a time when he wraps it all up, when God says there is no more, enough is enough. What side will you be on when that happens? What side will you be on when it's all over? So the books were open. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. You see, this little horn, there's going to be a time it's going to get worse and worse that this Antichrist is going to be just spewing ugly, nasty, horrible things about our God. He's going to push back against us, and some of us are going to be killed, and some of us are going to be hurt, but all of this is going to be going on, and it will be a difficult time. And I beheld them because of the voice of the great words with the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season in time. It didn't just disappear off the face of the earth. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, there in heaven. We see God. The scene is changed from the earth to the heaven, and we see God. And the Son of Man, there he is in the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days. He came to the Father, and they brought him near before him. And they are together, one as they always have been. And they were given him dominion. He's in charge. He's given glory and a kingdom. Do you know that that's what we're to be about? We are to be about the kingdom of God. Are you about the kingdom of God, or are you just existing? You see, I'm here because I'm supposed to tell you to repent and allow the kingdom of God to be known. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus has come. Jesus has come, and the kingdom is here in each one of us. The kingdom is revealed in each one of us as we obey him. The kingdom is revealed. We are to live as ambassadors. We are to live as kingdom citizens. You're a kingdom citizen if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Are you acting like one that belongs to a particular kingdom? Are you acting like one who is a part of the kingdom of God? Do you realize that you are royalty, part of a priesthood, part of royalty, and you are to stand before God on behalf of man and stand before man on behalf of God and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's just a reality. It's just a reality that we need to grasp. I don't talk about end time stuff very often, but I always talk about what the scripture says. And the scripture is pointing us to the Ancient of Days, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. We are seeing that God is calling us to an understanding that he is the sovereign king. There is none other like him. Verse 13 again. I saw in the night visions, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there were given him dominion, absolute control. He has authority, glory, all the honor, all the praise, everything, a kingdom. This is his world. He created it, and we were created for his pleasure, that all people I don't know. I guess I should check. You're a part of all people, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. That all people, you're a part of that. All people, nations, it doesn't matter where you come from. It's Africa or Thailand or Botswana or Alaska. You're a part of the nations and languages most of you speak. All people, nations, and languages should serve him. We should serve God. We should give ourselves over to loving him and to knowing him and to caring for him and doing his will. We should understand what he has called us to. We should understand that we are to be disciples that make disciples that make disciples. You have a purpose, and it's more than just to exist. You are to be one who is able to share the truth of the gospel so that with the power of the word of God, people's lives are changed. People are made different. That all languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. It will be forever and forever and forever and ever and ever. And it's not going to pass away. And his kingdom will not be destroyed. Matthew 26 says an amazing thing here. 26:24, I believe. That's a good verse, but that's not the one I'm looking for. Well, turn with me to Revelation 5, and we'll end there. Revelation 5. This is a wonderful scene that John saw. And it makes us know what we could be headed to. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Wait till we see the throne. Wow. That sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. That's the will of God, all incorporated there. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much. Wouldn't it be terrible if this was all a waste? Wouldn't it be terrible if we didn't have someone that we could depend on, that it wasn't real? That's how John was feeling. There's nobody that's going to see that the will of God is done here. Oh, what horror that would be. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain,
What a horror. Yet what beauty. A lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, all power. Seven eyes, all knowledge. Which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials and full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God, our God, kings and priest, and we shall reign on the earth. That's your destiny. God's calling you. Do you want to live as the one you've been created to be? Do you want to live as one who knows of the kingdom of God? Daniel, when we read the book of Daniel, we get an exciting picture of what had happened before, what was happening then, and what will happen into the future. And in the future, one like the Son of Man is going to reign. And I believe he's reigning now. But the question is, are you aware of him? Do you know him? To know Jesus, you will confess with your mouth. You'll verbalize it. You'll say, I believe that Jesus Christ is Savior. Because I needed to be saved, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And anybody that comes short of the glory of God needs to be made right with God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I believe that. So I confess with my mouth that he is Savior, but I also confess that he is Lord. He's not just Savior for somebody out there, but he is my Savior. He has called me to himself, and he says, I am his own. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is a really good day to do that. This is a good day to remind yourself of whose you are. Maybe you want to pray with me. Dear Father, I confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I need you, and I thank you for changing me, for making me your own, for calling me to yourself. Thank you, Lord. You are good. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. Today, while the guys are playing the song, many of you know it, Just As I Am, consider where you are with God. Know that he's calling to you to come up high.